KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Let's take a look at sports this morning. First, the weekly high school cross-country rankings from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches released yesterday afternoon. And in Class 1A girls, the individual rankings show Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center ranked number one, with Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia rated third, Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia 11th, Grace Slater of Audubon is rated 15th, Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia ranked 18th, Ryan Porch of AHSTW is 28th, and Sophia Brewers of Nottoway Valley 30th. Lots of quality in that Class 1A girls. Same with the boys in 1A. Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley ranked first. Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert is fourth. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney ranked fifth. Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley rated 24th. And Ben Braheny of Nottoway Valley rated 28th. In Class 2A on the girls' side, Kate Crawford of ACGC is third rated, with Ella Waddle of Panorama number 5, Tori Castle of Trainer 13th, Mason Hartley of Clarinda's 24th, and Riley Sloss of ACGC 26th. In 2A boys, Loudon Foster of West Central Valley is fourth rated. In the 3A class, on the girls' side, Braylon Baker of Creston ranked 20th. Lucy Borkowski of Harlan is 25th. In 3A boys, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic rated 12th. Trey Gross of Harlan ranked 21st. Team rankings. So in Class 1A girls, Logan Magnolia ranked number one, with AHSTW 8th and Tri-Center 12th. In 1A boys, locally, Nottoway Valley is rated second, with St. Albert 11th and Tri-Center 12th. In Class 2A girls, Panorama rated 8th and ACGC ranked 11th. In Class 3A girls, Harlan is 4th ranked and Glenwood 12th rated. In Class 3A boys, Atlantic is rated 12th in this week's poll. Well, the high school cross-country qualifying meet locations have been announced by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Those meets coming up 1 week from today. In Class 3A, Atlantic will host a meet. Creston, Denison, Glenwood, Harlan, Kemper Catholic among the teams that will join Atlantic at that meet. In Class 2A, Panora will be the host for the meet. Clarinda, Missouri Valley, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Trainer, Underwood will join Panorama as part of that meet. Also, Ridgeview will host a Class 1A meet with Booyer Valley, Logan Magnolia, St. Albert, Tri-Center, West Harrison, and Woodbine among the schools that will participate there. Mount Air also will host a 1A meet. Number of area schools, including AHSTW, Audubon, Bedford, Cam, Clarinda Academy, Coon Rapids, Bayard, East Mills, East Union, Essex, Exira EHK, Fremont Mills, Griswold, IKM Manning, Lennox, Mount Air, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Riverside, Sydney, Southwest Valley, Stanton. They're among the schools that will participate in that meet next week. Also, Class 4A, Abraham Lincoln will host a meet. AL, Thomas Jefferson, and Lewis Central will all be a part of that meet as well. On college football news, the Iowa Hawkeyes will try to snap a two-game losing streak this week when they host Purdue on Saturday. Freshman receiver Nico Reganey says the Hawkeyes are focused on what can still be accomplished.
I mean, Coach Francis talked so much about past teams you've had that have had a little struggle like this, but the teams that push forward and get going again are some of his best teams that he's had. So we know if we just keep pushing forward, that we have so much out there for us and our goals are still out there on the table.
Quarterback Nate Stanley says they've gone back to work in hopes of fixing an offense that scored only one touchdown in the last two games.
Acknowledging it, watching it on tape, you know, going back, you know, really knowing what you have to do and then going out and practicing it. You know, there's not really very many, you know, secrets about it. You know, so when people say, you know, it just comes from practice, you know, it does. But, you know, if I had to take it one step farther, it'd be, you know, truly understand it and acknowledge what it is you have to get better at.
Iowa safety Geno Stone says there's not been a loss of confidence.
I mean, I feel like right now we're a hungrier team than we ever were. We all believe in each other. We know where this team can go. So if we all depend on our leaders, depend on our coaches, and just do everything that we believe in as a team here, as a coaching staff, as believes in us too, we can do really good, great things here.
We'll have that game for you Saturday morning here on the radio, 9 o'clock, the pregame, and just a little after 11 is kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State's emerging ground game has given the Cyclone offense more confidence heading into this week's game at Texas Tech. ISU has averaged 166 yards on the ground the past 2 weeks, and senior receiver LaMichael Petway believes it will lead to more big plays.
The variety of guys that can make plays, and now that we've developed a running game and showed the different teams that we can run, it'll open up more opportunities for everybody else.
Freshman running back Breece Hall burst onto the scene with 132 yards on the ground in their win at West Virginia.
It wasn't nothing that I didn't expect because Breece, he's the same guy I practice every day. So I'm happy that happened for Breece because Breece works hard in practice, and that just goes to show how hard he's been working.
Sophomore receiver Tariq Milton says the emergence of Hall gives the Cyclones an added dimension.
It makes it a lot easier because now they have to respect our running game, so which can open up, you know, the passing game a lot more than what it did the last few weeks.
And that game kicks off at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Enforced targeting penalties are down 32% in the NCAA Football Bowl subdivision compared with the first 7 weeks of the 2018 season. Targeting is the act of striking a defenseless opponent above the shoulders or using the crown of the helmet to contact an opponent. It's been a major player safety concern for a decade. National Coordinator of Officials Rogers Redding points to three possible factors for the decline. More players are using better tackling technique. Players are mindful of a new rule calling for a full game suspension if a player commits three targeting fouls in the same season. And video review officials are required to overturn targeting calls if any element of the penalty cannot be confirmed. Previously, video review officials could let the call in the field stand. On NFL news, Jalen Ramsey was thrilled to land with the Los Angeles Rams, and the team is already optimistic about keeping the star cornerback around for a long time. Ramsey headed to the Rams training complex Wednesday, a day after LA traded two first-round picks to Jacksonville for the two-time Pro Bowl selection. Ramsey says he's overjoyed to be with the Rams. He's eager to show the Rams that they got the best corner in the whole NFL for years and years to come. Rams GM Les Snead says he's already spoken to Ramsey's representatives about his future beyond his current contract, which ends in 2020. He says both sides were encouraged by the conversation. Well, rain has pushed Game 4 of the American League Championship Series to tonight, and the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees will play Game 5 on Friday at Yankee Stadium, with Game 6 in Houston on Saturday if necessary. Houston leads 2-1 in that series. It's expected that Houston will start Zach Greinke against the Yankees' Masahiro Tanaka in a rematch of Game 1. Tanaka pitched 6 sterling innings as New York won the opener 7-0. Both clubs had planned to use bullpen openers Wednesday, and the day off will be welcome for New York after manager Aaron Boone used 5 relievers to cover 4 2/3 innings on Tuesday. Of course, now the teams might play the final 4 games without a day off, culminating in Game 7 on Sunday. As the Yankees lean heavily on their bullpen this month, the starter-driven Astros could be in an advantage. Greinke, a 2009 Cy Young Award winner acquired from Arizona at the July 31st trade deadline, has struggled through 2 starts this postseason. He allowed 6 runs and couldn't finish the 4th inning against Tampa Bay in Game 3 of the AL Division Series, and the Yankees hammered 2 homers and scored 3 runs against him in 6 innings in the ALCS opener. Joe Maddon has agreed to become the Los Angeles Angels manager. Maddon and the Angels agreed to terms on a deal to reunite the veteran manager with the organization where he spent the first 3 decades of his baseball career. Maddon left the Chicago Cubs by mutual consent last month after they missed the playoffs for the first time in his 5-year tenure. In 2016, he led the Cubs to their first World Series title in 108 years. Maddon signed with the Angels as an undrafted catcher in 1975, and he spent the next 31 seasons working at almost every level of the organization as a player, coach, and manager. He served as a big league assistant coach under 5 managers and had 2 stints as the Angels' interim manager. Maddon replaces Brad Ausmus, who was fired after 1 season when the Angels finished with their worst record since 1999. A new look Iowa State basketball team will be out to make another postseason run. The Cyclones lost nearly half the roster off of last year's team that won the Big 12 tournament title, and coach Steve Prohm has been searching for the right combinations.
We got to kind of find the right fit as we go, and whether that's big, whether that's small, whether that's traditional big, you know, we'll see as we go, but we're trying a couple different ideas there.
Michael Jacobson returns along the front line, and sophomore guard Tyrese Halliburton was named to the preseason All-Big 12 first team, and Prohm says Halliburton will be counted on to log a lot of minutes.
So we got to be smart if we got to get him breaks here and there, but he's going to be on the floor a lot. But you play, what, 35, 38 games, 32 to 38 games, he's fine physically. You know, we got to be smart in practice at times when you get into the conference, you know, timeout-wise, things like that, but he'll be fine.
That was all part of the Big 12 media day. The Cyclones open at home November 5th against Mississippi Valley State. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.